Public Accounts Committee, after the agencies, ministries, and departments have spent the money and the Auditor General went to audit their books, present a report, it is now for the Public Accounts Committee to go through that report and ask questions. So we are actually after the expenditure being incurred and whether that expenditure is incurred in accordance with law or there's a violation. So I most of the time call the Public Accounts Committee a post-mortem committee, which means that the PAC cannot do any work if the report of the Auditor General is not presented to Parliament. So in reporting, most of you report your own understanding of what probably you read from the Auditor General's report, especially when you go to the local stations where they need to translate some of the terms in their local dialect. They do it in such a way by their own understanding, and sometimes they lay more emphasis on some of the words which at the end give wrong or different interpretation to what actually the report contains. So based on that, this current Public Accounts Committee have decided to continue with the convention established by the previous committees by having some kind of a retreat for capacity building of the press corps, so that when you're going to report, probably you yourself will first understand the terms used in the report. Misapplication of funds, misappropriation of funds. They mean two different things. This workshop will tell us what is the meaning of these terms used by the Auditor General in their reports, so that when you also report it, you will not look at misapplication as something that you say the person has stolen the money. You might interpret it in your local dialect to mean that with this scanning, or the money cannot be found. Scanning was here. So those things give different meaning to the people who listen to you or read your report.